Cover-Up Story by Marion Babson. Read by Graham Seed. Chapter 1. The press conference was going well, as press conferences go. The Fleet Street boys were lit up, the client wasn't. Their initial efforts to trap him into some incautious quotations had been sidestepped, and they were past caring now. His latest LP was booming out over the amplifiers with a hypnotic beat, and the press release was so well written, if I do say it myself, that any sub could dredge a few hundred salient words out of it when his principal staggered back to the office. For the moment, it looked as though I could relax. I snatched a martini as the tray went past and retreated into a corner where I could keep an eye peeled for trouble. It was the wrong corner, and trouble was waiting for me.
"That room you got for Luann,"
Moore Cooney had been lurking behind the drapes,
"won't do at all. I never saw such a pokey little hole in all my born days. Are you sure this is a high-class hotel?"
I took a deep swallow before replying. She'd done nothing but complain since she stepped off the boat train. "It's generally considered to be one of the best hotels in London."
"I'd hate to see the worst."
She sniffed and glanced sharply at the glass in my hand.
"Young man, are you supposed to be drinking on duty?"
"I'm a public relations officer, Mrs. Cooney, not a policeman." To underline this, I took another swallow. You have to assert your independence with some of these characters, and she wasn't paying my salary.
"You haven't answered me. What about Luann? The good Lord knows I don't mind for myself. I could sleep on a heap of rags in a corner, but it's a question of the fitness of things. Luann is the comedy star of this troupe."